Maine's Economic Development Corporation hosted a pair of researchers from the McDowell Consulting Group as they begin a six-month project to assess Haines's economy. HEDC is paying McDowell about $50,000 to put together two related reports, one to show what the community's economy looks like, and one on how to improve it.
A community-driven five-year economic development plan that really has a clear roadmap to help you understand what needs to be done, who will be leading it, and what are some of the ways that you can measure progress towards it.
That's McDowell's Susan Bell. She's a former commissioner of Alaska's Department of Commerce, and she'll facilitate community engagement with McDowell's research. Over 30 people gathered at the Haines Library to hear exactly what that would entail.
To have a meaningful plan, first, you need to understand the economy. And so a lot of what we're doing now and we'll be doing over the next month is pulling together data.
Besides relying on data they already have, Bell and her team plan to collect new data from the community. They'll survey a sample of Haines residents by telephone, including cell phones, before opening the survey up online for anyone who wants to take it. They'll take comments, organize community forums, do student outreach, and conduct individual and small group interviews.
When we look at the metrics, may be population, they may be educational attainment, they may be school enrollment, they may be average income.
One of the goals of the baseline study is to make sure that when McDowell recommends action items, it's concentrating on areas that Haines wants to develop in, whether it's job creation or resource extraction or fish tax revenue. Jim Calvin is McDowell's senior economic analyst.
There's a lot of different ways you can measure success. Part of what we can do is help the community decide how it wants to measure success and then lay out some goals, some strategies, some objectives for getting from here to there.
One of the biggest areas of curiosity from community members was about the study's efficacy. The Haines Borough gave HEDC $95,000 in public funds last year, with which the corporation planned to hire an executive director who would do economic analysis. But when they didn't get qualified applicants, they hired a part-time director and contracted with McDowell instead. So residents want to know, how can Haines guarantee that these studies will actually change anything?
There's unlikely to be any silver bullets here. I think most of the concepts for economic development in Haines are on the table. What we can do, though, is just help people to understand where you can get the biggest bang for your buck.
Calvin and Bell both said that consistent leadership and long-term commitment were the keys to making economic development happen.
All we can do is give you the roadmap. Following the map is up to the community. That's a key role that HEDC can play, but they can't do it alone.
Others asked questions about how data would be collected and how different voices would be prioritized, noting, as one audience member did, the, quote, divisive nature of our community.
The reason that we do telephone survey research is to address that point exactly. Random sample survey research provides, with statistical margin of error, a read on what the community thinks. There's no opportunity to bias the results.
According to their timeline, McDowell has already begun collecting data. They plan to hold a community forum around mid-April and present a draft plan by June 1st. They plan to finalize the project by July 1st. After that, it will be up to the community to decide how to use the data and ideas that McDowell provides. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.